Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Super as in Superman.
Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Then,
the adventures of Superman. Today, with Superman miles away and still searching for Lois Lane, two remaining members of the late Richard Heller's gang decide her fate as they hold her prisoner in a cabin deep in the woods. Listen.
If we're caught with that Lane girl, Hanson, it's curtains for us. Because kidnapping is punishable by death in this state, you know.
Well, we don't have to be caught on that rap. Nobody even has to know we ever saw her.
Really? How do you propose to accomplish that?
Don't worry. Just give me a gun. I'll take care of her right now.
Hold on. Don't move an inch from that radio, because here comes red-hot news about a terrific offer. Yes, an offer of something that flies and zooms and streaks from your hand into the sky.
Correct, because we're offering you, now get this, a gyrocket, a terrific flying rocket model, a gyrocket almost half a foot long. A gyrocket you can launch high into the sky, up over the treetop.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal, offers you this gyrocket on the air for 2 days more. It's yours only if you act right now. Listen.
The gyrocket itself is long, slim, and streamlined, shaped of gleaming wood, red or yellow or blue, and with a steel propeller that packs maximum power.
With your gyrocket, you get a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher.
You launch it right from your hand. A flick of your arm and off it streaks.
But this terrific offer ends on the air tomorrow, so don't miss out. Send for your gyrocket today, right now.
To get your gyrocket, send 15 cents and a Kellogg's Pep box top to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York.
Remember, you can't buy this gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, together with 15 cents, a dime and a nickel, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
A small flying model of a rocket, discovered by a boy in his family's auto trailer, is the only clue to the whereabouts of Lois Lane, girl reporter, who has mysteriously disappeared. Nothing was heard from her until the little rocket bearing her written appeal for help was turned in to the police. Certain that Lois had somehow managed to launch the model rocket, which had fortunately landed in the trailer, Superman streaked back over the route traveled by the vehicle's owners, examining every building within a radius of 500 feet of the road, the maximum flight distance of the rocket model. But despite his desperate efforts, he has not yet met with success.
No sign of Lois yet, but I must find her. I must! Hooray!
Meanwhile, hiding out in a shack in the woods, two members of the late Richard Haller's gang, George Barton and Lou Hanson, learned that Haller was dead. Believing the police were no longer searching for them, they decided to do away with Lois Lane, who they had been holding as a hostage, and leave the hideout. Now, gun in hand, Hanson, followed by Barton, approaches the door of the room in which the girl reporter is imprisoned.
She locked the door, Barton.
No, there's no lock on the door. She must be blocking it.
Oh, yeah? I'll fix that.
It's funny, I can't budge it.
What's the matter with you, Hanson? Let me at it.
Yeah, wait a minute. She probably braced a chair under the doorknob.
Open the door, Miss Lane. Open it or I'll bust it down. Come on, open it, I said.
You better do what we say, Miss Lane. We mean business.
Why doesn't she say something?
I don't know. Look, do you suppose she got away?
Impossible. There's no window in that room. And I was here all the time you were gone.
Something's fishy.
Well, maybe she's just playing possum. Let's try her again.
Look here, Miss Lane. If you make us break this door down, it's going to go hard on you.
You're wasting your time. If you've got any sense at all, you'll let me alone and try to get away. The police are looking for me. And when they find me, it's all over for you.
Yeah, she's right, Hanson. She's right. Maybe we'd better...
Come on, give me a hand and we'll bust it down. We've got to get rid of her.
Okay.
There. It's starting to give. We'll have it open in a minute.
Well, I've covered most of the distance that auto trailer traveled, and still no sign of Lois. If I don't find her in the next few minutes, it means I was wrong about this, or else that I'm too late. I guess I'd... Wait a minute. Seems to be something in those woods ahead. I'd better take a look. Away!
Now, once more, Hanson, the door's almost off the hinges.
Yeah, this'll do it.
There. That does it, Hanson. Now, Miss Lane.
Don't. Stay away from me. Stay away.
Let her have it, Hanson.
Yeah, right now. Yes. Goodbye, miss.
I'll take that gun.
Superman.
Right, Miss Lane. Now, gentlemen.
Look out. Superman.
Shoot, Hanson. Shoot.
You tore her off the through shooting.
Shoot him, Hanson.
Get him off me. Let go.
Oh, you don't believe me, eh? Well, maybe this will convince you. Number one. Now, you, Mr. Bart.
No. No.
There we are, Miss Lane. Now, let's get
Superman.
These two... Wait a minute, steady. I've got you. There.
I'm sorry. The strain and excitement.
Of course. I understand.
But I'm all right now.
Good girl. Now, you just sit down here while I rope up our two little playmates. Then you and I will deliver them to the police.
Fussing up the unconscious Barton and Hanson, Superman carries them and Lois Lane to Metropolis Police Headquarters. Then, after adding his statement to Lois's and seeing Barton and Hanson locked in cells, the Man of Steel disappears. A short time later, once more in his guise of Clark Kent, mild-mannered and bespectacled reporter, he sits in Editor Perry White's office at the Daily Planet and listens wide-eyed to Lois's recital of her recent adventure.
And I don't mind telling you, this time I really thought it was all up with little Lois. But then Superman showed up and... Oh, I still get weak when I think what almost happened.
Well, no wonder, you poor kid.
Yeah, but look, Lois, you said there was no window in that room. How did you get the rocket out?
Oh, I thought I told you, Chief. Well. There was a hole in the wall near the ceiling. I imagine a stovepipe used to go through it.
Uh-huh.
And I just stood on a chair and launched the little rocket right through the hole. I tried for hours before I managed to send three rockets flying through. You see, I tried to time them for when I heard a car coming on the road nearby.
Well, you certainly were lucky to have one land in that trailer.
No, you're not kidding, Clark.
But where'd you get all the rockets and the launching rod or whatever it is you needed?
Oh, they were Barton's. He's a rocket expert, you know, and he had about 2 dozen models and a lot of drawings in a big suitcase in the room.
Uh-huh, but how come the...
Just a minute, Chief. As I get it, Lois, you were up in the woods when Barton and Hanson caught you and decided to hold you for a hostage in case the police caught up with them, right?
Yes, that's right.
Well, how did you get up there? I mean, Superman left you at Dr. Morrison's house in Cross Junction, and then, well, you just seemed to disappear into thin air.
Well, I picked up a lift in a car going north.
North?
Mm-hmm.
But Metropolis is south of Cross Junction.
That's right. But after I left Dr. Morrison's house, I changed my mind about returning to Metropolis.
Oh?
Yes, I knew that I had my hands on a terrific story. But I had to go back up to Richard Haller's place in the woods to verify it.
What story?
Well, if you're referring to the lost rocket yarn, Lois, Kent wrapped that one up himself after Haller crashed to his death at sea and Superman recovered the model and plans.
Well,
come to think of it, I really ought to split my byline with you, Lois. You did help some.
Oh, thank you very much, Clark, but don't bother. You see, I got a story that I went after, and it makes yours read like a weather report.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
What story are you talking about, Lois?
This, yeah. Chief, is the biggest scoop this paper ever published,
what?
Or any paper for that matter. There's never been anything like
that. Well, come on.
And you, too, Clark. You just get set for the shock of your young life.
Yes, Lois Lane is right. Editor Perry White and Clark Kent are in for the shock of their lives. And we'll be back in a moment to tell you about it, so keep listening.
Now, here's the biggest excitement scoop in years. A story of thrill-a-minute fun. Because for only 2 days more, we're offering you a Gyrocket, a terrific flying rocket model, a Gyrocket from Kellogg's Pep.
Yes, sir, a Gyrocket almost half a foot long that streaks from your hand, zooming into the sky up over the treetop.
Our Gyrocket has a slender wood body, brilliant red or yellow or blue. It's streamlined and sleek.
And a steel propeller at the stern loads the Gyrocket with amazing thrust.
Yet launching's a cinch, because with your Gyrocket you get a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher.
You hold the launching rod in your hand, flick your arm, and your Gyrocket streaks up high into the sky.
Now's the time to join the fun. Get several Gyrockets. You can be the captain of a whole rocket fleet of the future.
Right. Then have thrilling contests with your friends. Trials for speed and accuracy and distance. Practice up so you can learn to be the rocket champ of your neighborhood.
Now listen carefully. For each Gyrocket you want, today send 15 cents and a box top from Kellogg's Pep to Superman. Box 124, New York 8, New York. But you've got to act right now. The supply of Gyrocket is almost gone, so don't get left out.
Tomorrow, this great offer ends on the air forever. Remember, you can't buy this Gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a Kellogg's Pep box top together with 15 cents, a dime and a nickel, plus your name and address clearly printed to Superman. Box 124, New York 8, New York. This offer is limited to the United States.
Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
In Editor Perry White's office in the Metropolis Daily Planet, Lois Lane has just warned the gray-haired editor and Clark Kent to prepare for the shock of their lives when they hear the scoop story she is about to unfold.
Well, look here, Lois. Just what is this world-shaking scoop you're talking about?
Just wait until you hear it.
Well, come on, come on. What is it? What is it? Let's have it.
Sure. Not so fast, Chief. Don't rush me. After all, it is a bit of a shock to find out that one of your best friends, one whom you've known and worked with side by side for years, has been living a double life.
What's that? Who's been leading a double life?
Oh, Clark knows.
I do? What are you talking about, Lois?
It's no use, Clark. I know everything.
But, no, listen.
You know everything about what?
Will you please make sense? What in thunder is this all about?
It's very simple, Chief. It's so simple that we never even guessed it, even though it's been under our noses all this time.
What's been under our noses? For the love of heaven, will you stop beating around the bush and get to the point?
All right, I will. But just get ready for a shock.
No, wait. Wait, Lois, don't...
You see, Chief, Clark Kent is Superman.
Triumphantly, Lois Lane points her finger at Clark Kent. His face slowly drains of color while Perry White's mouth gapes open. As we know, Lois is right. Kent is Superman. But how did Lois find out, and can she prove it? Richard Haller, who came closer than anyone else in the world to revealing Superman's double identity, is dead. But now Lois says she knows the secret. Will Superman's great secret really be revealed now? Don't miss tomorrow's tense episode when we begin another of Superman's exciting adventures. Be sure to tune in, same time, same station, for a new and thrilling story on The Adventures of Superman.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, a super cereal. This program came from New York. Now listen for Captain Midnight, which follows in a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.